In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss what makes some art offensive to certain groups.
So Yehuda Hanani, who was Fazıl Say, and what do we ask about this?
Fazıl Say is a major Turkish pianist. He has played with the Berlin Philharmonic, with the Israel Philharmonic, the Tokyo Symphony, the French National Orchestra. He is really Turkey's number one. He's also a composer, and he's Turkey's number one representative of Western art to the world. He's their best ambassador, really. And he's now being put on trial for offending Islam. But I want us to go back, Alan. You are a political scientist. I'll be the student. You'll be my professor now. And I'm going to give you a list of things. And then you explain to me something that really is troubling me about our political approach to freedom of speech and artistic expression, if you don't mind.
I never mind.
Now, over the years, there were countless books speculating that Moses never existed, right?
Sure.
There were philosophers speaking about the death of God. There was a whole movement. Mm-hmm. There are theories that Jesus was gay. There are theories...
Or married recently.
That's right, yes. Recently. He was married. That he was conceived by a Roman soldier. There are all sorts of outrageous theories flying around. We could fill out volumes and volumes of jokes about rabbis, about priests, about ministers. I mean, there's no end to this. I'm sure you know dozens of those. In art, when you come to art, there are depictions of the Madonna by well-known American artists, and then they fling cow dung on the canvas, right?
Yeah.
There was one outrageous artist, the photograph. His name is Andres Serrano. And the picture shows a pail full of urine, and in the pail there is a crucifix. And he called this work of art, in quote, or not in quote, depending on who you are, he called it Piss Christ. Now, this man receives grants from the NEA to do his work. Okay, so this is our one side of the picture, okay? We let the KKK march in Skokie in the name of our democracy. You do what you feel, you know, you're free to express yourself, right? Now, why do we change the rules completely, drastically, when it comes to Islam?
Well, no, it's not that we change the rules. It's that those people... Wait. It's that the people who create... I mean, I've just gone through this with somebody who said, in Islam, there is no separation between government and the Quran.
But in this country, there is.
Yes.
So a stupid man makes a stupid amateur kind of a film on the computer, right? Internet.
Yes.
Why is he in jail?
He's in jail because there is an oppression of opinion in that society. I mean, it doesn't go any further than that.
What society? We are in the U.S. now.
Yes, but if... But
so it, we put a man in jail because of something he created on YouTube or whatever.
I'm not following. Who's in jail because they put...
This guy, this Coptic person who created the film.
Yeah.
He's in jail now.
Is he in jail for creating the film?
We found another reason because we don't want to admit.
Well, yes,
we don't want to admit that
point.
We put him in jail for the real reason. The real reason we put him in jail is because we are afraid. There is fear here.
Well, there is fear because across the world, there have been things, including assassinations and everything else, based on the fact that some stupid jerk did something really stupid here. Now, do I believe he should have been put in jail for something else? No. But do I believe he put himself at risk for that reason? Of course he did.
So we're allowing other tyrannical regimes and factions to control our democracy.
Not really. I mean, we've done this in many times. We have famous authors who have offended and who have had fatwas put up against them.
Not by us.
No, by a Muslim nation.
Right.
And we don't succumb to that. We don't say Salman Rushdie has to go to jail for some trumped up reason.
Yeah.
Nonsense. I mean, we protect that freedom of expression.
So you don't find that there is a different set of rules when it comes to Islamic, offending Islamic values rather than Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, any other in this country?
No, I don't make the rules for various religions and I don't like them. I'm like you. I don't like them. But when you get people who are fundamentalists in a country like Egypt, like any of the other countries where huge numbers of people follow those precepts. They're going to do what they believe is right, and they will kill for it. That's the terrible part of this.
I know. So we are succumbing, we are capitulating to this fact that in other countries, people will get killed, or there'll be a fatwa because they wrote a blasphemous book, or because they said something.
I just told you, Salman Rushdie, we protect it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that we do this every time. It may well be that, you know, this is not a perfect world. One stupid jerk does something really, really bad, and it affects our interests as a country all over the world. And as far as I'm concerned, if he did something other than his freedom of speech and he was jailed for it, that's okay with me.
Okay. Because if it is bad taste that we are punishing...
No, I agree.
Then, you know...
Bad taste, I agree.
Then we should cancel a lot of HBO shows.
But if he did... Yes, that's all true.
You know,
but
the comedy show should go off the air.
Come on, Yehuda. But if in fact he ended up getting into trouble because he didn't pay parking tickets for 25 years, that's a different story.
All right.
I'm sure to pay my parking tickets, by the way, because there are always people who would love it if I made a mistake.
That was Alan Chartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.